personnel issues dominated the Defense Department over the last couple of weeks. Reductions in force in the Air Force and security clearance backlogs for contractors were the bugaboos. For details, I spoke with Federal News Radio's DOD reporter, Jared Serbu.
This was a little bit of a surprise to us, and I think a lot of people in the government contractor community. Essentially, what happened was, beginning on December 8th, the Defense Security Service, which is in charge of kind of overseeing the entire security clearance process, along with the National Industrial Security Program for a whole bunch of agencies, stopped processing security clearance requests altogether. That there was basically a full stoppage of those processing for an entire month almost. They didn't start up again until last week, January 5th. Essentially, what happened here is this is all tied up in the budget turmoil that we had toward the end of last calendar year, where Congress was operating government under a continuing resolution. Essentially, what happened was DSS ran out of money in the account that it uses to fund those security clearance requests, because in a lot of ways, they're a money pass-through organization. Every time they approve an industry member's security clearance for processing, they then send it to the Office of Personnel Management. OPM, of course, charges every single agency for every security clearance background investigation that they process. So, again, DSS basically just ran out of funds in that account. They decided that they had to take some emergency measures to conserve what little funds they had in that account so they could handle really, really high priority clearances. I mean, these are things like managers on a factory floor where if they didn't have their security clearance or it wasn't renewed for some reason, work would have to just completely come to a stop. So at that sort of reduced rate, while they were conserving funds during the month of December, they were only able to process about 40 clearance applications from industry per day, which may sound like a lot, but on an average day, they actually process about 650. In other words, 650 in the door every single day, 650 out the door every single day. Turnaround time on a normal day is about 2 days. So over the course of that month time, they built up a backlog of 10,000 new cases. That are just sitting there waiting to get processed.
Doesn't take long, does it?
It doesn't take long at a rate of 640 a day, or 650 a day, rather, when you're only turning around about 40 of them. So the bottom line is that two-day processing time for an industry is going to get extended significantly. DSS thinks it's going to be about 6 months before they're completely dug out of this backlog.
This whole issue of getting security clearances for contractors and how long it takes has been something debated for years and years and years. And from what you're writing, it looks like finally it was nearly fixed, and now it's set back again.
Yeah, DOD and OPM worked together really hard. It was one of the lead initiatives of the Office of the Deputy Chief Management Officer, together with the OPM leadership, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. They essentially eliminated the backlog. I mean, it's not gone completely. As my colleague Nicole Legrisco reported last week, the average time to get a security clearance is still on the order of dozens of days. I think 90 for an initial secret clearance, and much more than that, obviously, for an initial top secret clearance. But it's not a year-long backlog anymore. So they had made significant progress on that, including by turning the entire background investigation process over to OPM, and DSS's only role right now is to, again, oversee who should and should not have a security clearance, whether they have a need for one if they're a member of industry. So that's the only extra layer DSS provides now.
I mean, these backlogs are like fire hoses. Once you get them pinched off, it's easier to keep them pinched off than to let them blast again and try to get control once again.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly right. And it takes forever to dig out of a situation like this once you're in it, which is, again, why it was a little bit of a surprise to, I think, a lot of people DSS just posted a very short notice at the end of December saying, oh, hey, by the way, guys, we've had this issue for the past month, and I don't think anybody had really heard much about it. There was no reprogramming request to Congress to maybe get some emergency funds in there to prevent the backlog from occurring in the first place. But you're right. Now that it's there, there's not a whole lot that they can do to dig out of it, because it's not like they can just surge up and hire a bunch of contractors to do this extra processing. I mean, one would think this is a pretty inherently governmental function that's got to be done by government civilians. So they're kind of tapped out with the capacity that they have. They say they can handle about 1,000 now, but that's about the extent of what they can do. 1,000 per day, that is.
We're speaking with Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio's DOD reporter. And your other big topic this week is the Air Force, which seems to be doing nothing but trimming people, and not just air staff billets, but now civilian workforce.
Yeah, and they think they've hit about the maximum of what they can cut in terms of military personnel. In fact, Deborah Lee James, the Air Force Secretary, and the Chief of Staff have both said many times recently that they think they've actually cut too much, not just Air Force decisions, but congressional decisions to cut the uniformed workforce over the past 10 years while Iraq and Afghanistan was happening and we were heavily focused on ground wars. Different story with the civilian workforce. You're absolutely right. They've engaged in a number of voluntary early retirement initiatives over the past year. And even after all of that, they still think they've got about 1,000 overages, as they say, in total across all of the Air Force's major commands. So they're now turning to reduction in force authorities. A lot of people, when they hear RIF, they assume that means layoffs. I don't think that's really going to be the case in very many instances here. The Air Force is using this authority, they say, because it's the only way that they can trigger some of the special provisions in law that allow you to move members of the general schedule workforce from one position to another involuntarily, basically. So they say that they're going to try to find positions for as many of these 1,000 people as possible as these 1,000 billets go away. But for a lot of folks, it's probably going to mean a reduction in grade, along with that, obviously, a reduction in pay. In a lot of cases, people might have to change their duty locations and move elsewhere. And there will be some indeterminate number of actual no-kidding layoffs. And for those people, the Air Force says that they'll go into essentially a pool. DOD calls it the priority placement program, where they're just kind of fenced off and given the opportunity to have priority placement when another civilian position comes open within DOD. But again, we don't know how many of those actual civilian layoffs there will be. It's significant in any case, though, because we've not seen any real involuntary reductions across the Defense Department in many, many years. Probably no significant ones since the 90s, really.
And if the work really has to get done, is there any chance that these people would end up at contractors, or will they be selling pencils at the Colorado Rockies Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if the Air Force tried to replace a lot of these positions with contracting. I mean, some of it probably will happen, but the reason these positions are being cut in the first place is because the major commands across the country within the Air Force and around the world have sifted through all of their existing positions and decided what they really don't need anymore. So ostensibly, these are supposed to be positions that where the work actually doesn't need to get done, or it's being done by military personnel or contractors or other civilians already. So this is work that they think that they don't need.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu is our DOD reporter. Thanks so much for joining me.
You bet, Tom.
Read his weekly post, Inside the Reporter's Notebook. It's online now at federalnewsradio.com.